Charter 88, mobile. KN4, TFW.
Good morning, Ken. Hope you're having a good day so far.
For hump day.
Good morning. Good. Just trying to get the day rolling.
Plan.
Today I'm over in Berea and Easley. My box of stuff to deliver today is only about half full, so not too busy. Down going.
I had to sneeze and then some cars pulled out in front of me. No, it's going pretty well. I started to take a turn south yesterday. Some of my specialty bolts I had ordered, they lost them, didn't know where they were, but then they found them late afternoon and that, so they're supposed to be here today or tomorrow.
Found them.
Gotta make a run to Home Depot, actually two different Home Depots, to pick up some stuff this morning.
You're gonna have to put your radio in the company truck.
I hear you on that one.
Andrew, this week?
Monday morning when I talked to him. In North Carolina this past weekend, had a good time.
Well, that's good. Maybe have to see about getting everybody up to the property and we can just hang out there. It'll all be primitive tent camping, but hey, sometimes that's the best.
A campfire with good friends, it doesn't get any better than that, right?
Nope. Gotta work this weekend.
Gotta work Saturday morning and Sunday morning. I gotta work a little while Saturday morning myself.
We're just gonna hang out around the house then.
And, you know, maybe do a little bit of running out in the morning the next, or in the afternoon when she gets home. But hopefully maybe next weekend she'll be off some and that, because, you know, the leaves should be changing here pretty quick.
Start here in the next week or two. Trees, they've already started to drop their leaves. So hopefully that's not a sign of things to come.
It was supposed to be really good this year, but I have my doubts about it.
It'll be what it's going to be, whether they like it or not. But usually when the maple trees start to drop, that's usually a sign that it's on its way.
It is to try to find a spot to view the leaves, you know, where you ain't stuck in a traffic jam, right?
Not anymore. Around here, our population kind of triples in leaf season.
Bumper to bumper on the Blue Ridge Parkway, for sure.
Sure. I hardly ever go up there, so just too many people for me. Too crowded.
He's only been on it once. We got on it up there in Asheville and at I-26 and went all the way to Cherokee.
Cool drive, but it's been many years since I've been up here. I was a kid, I wasn't driving, so that'll tell you how long it's been.
Little pull-offs where you can, you know, see something and that are just so crowded you can't even get close.
When I get to the top of the knoll on the property where I'm at, there'll be a nice little view of the surrounding valley on my property that I got. I haven't been able to get to the top of it yet.
GFW. So why can't you get to the top?
Thick with underbrush, trees.
That one.
Been able to get there. I'm hoping when this winter, when the leaves die off, I can find a better route up there where you can see.
Trail with a bunch of switchbacks.
Overly steep or anything like that. It's real thick and just undergrown.
Go up there one weekend and help you clear your pathway.
A little hole there. Maybe when Ed gets healed up, we can all get together go have a nice cookout or something. Anyway. As far as he's keeping now, I texted him early in the morning and he doesn't text back till, later in the afternoon. Telling, when you've done something like that so long, it's hard to change pretty quick like that, back to 180 degrees. Probably not allowed to drive yet either, is he? Oh, probably not. I don't think he's leaving the house much. If he was driving, he'd be going to get those grandkids and take them somewhere for school or, sports. I would hear him on the radio when he was in the car rider line waiting for to pick him up. But Ken, I'm going to have to say 7-3. I'm coming up into the black hole. Have a great day. Hope everything goes smooth today. You can get those nuts and bolts in your heat. This is KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Have an awesome day, and hopefully I'll maybe catch you this afternoon on that KN4 TFW.